Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from a high school senior at the David H. Ponitz Career Technology Center about a very scary moment in her life when the tornadoes came to Dayton.
I'm Kayla Tucker, a senior at David H. Ponitz Career Technology Center. I'm 17 years old. I'm also a first-year varsity cheerleader for basketball and football. When I was 10 years old, I experienced the aftermath of a hurricane that flooded the river by our house so much that the cold water covered my feet as I stood on the sidewalk. I didn't realize how much power and strength the weather had.
This is Dayton Youth Radio Project Coordinator Basim Blunt. Kayla was reminded of that power once again last Memorial Day weekend when several tornadoes touched down in Dayton on May 27th.
It was a good day. The sun was shining. Me, my friends Elise and Sunny were going to Kings Island. Kings Island is basically a super-sized amusement park that has a roller coaster and a water area. Sunny was going away to New York for the summer, so we were spending our last day together. I met up with them over her house, and Sunny's dad drove us to Kings Island. It was the first week of summer. I remember having a blast. It was the hottest day ever. We were there having a time of our lives. We had no idea what was about to happen. After being there for a couple of hours, it started to rain. Nothing much, just sprinkles. I started to wonder why rides were closing because of it. But no one said that there would be a tornado warning. At this point, it's dark out. I noticed a lot of dark clouds forming. My phone went off. It was my dad. He called me and said, "Are you on your way back? There's a tornado warning." I brushed it off because I was always told Dayton couldn't get tornadoes. We always had false alarms, so I told him, "Yeah, we're waiting on her mom to pick us up." After that call, my mom called, telling me the same thing, and I started to get a little worried. Sunny's mom came by to pick us up. In the car driving back to Dayton, I could see the pitch black sky. Lightning was going crazy, but I couldn't hear the thunder. I just wanted to be with my family, not in the car, not at someone else's house, just with them. The fact that we were driving through a tornado is terrifying. Finally, we're back in Dayton, and the rain is pouring so hard you could barely see out the window, and the wind was blowing. Me, Elise, Sunny, and her mom all got back to the house safely. As I'm sitting there making calls to get picked up, the lights in Sunny's house started to flicker. Then boom, the lights were out. Everyone in the house had to go to the basement. The scariest part was when my grandma came and picked me up from her house. I remember she was calling me, but the call kept dropping. And the last call, she told me she was outside. I was just glad she made it. And the lightning was so bright you could barely see. As I was leaving, I told Elise and Sunny I love you. Because once again, I would be going out in a tornado. So I thought if the tornado doesn't get us, we were definitely getting into a crash. But we made it back to my mom's house. As soon as we got there, I ran to hug her. The lights on my street were off, and the whole block had no power. I remember seeing so many trees in the street, it was unrecognizable. It really affected us, but it also brought the community together. We had from kids to adults helping clean up and try to fix houses. People donating their own water bottles and food out their kitchen to help. You never know how much you love something until it's almost gone. Hashtag Dayton Strong. For Dayton Youth Radio at Ponitz High School, this is Kayla Tucker.
That's a story entitled Black Sky, written and produced by Kayla Tucker, a senior at Ponitz Career Technology Center. Special thanks to Jeffrey Crowell and Joanne Visca at Ponitz. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.